I think the last time I saw you, man, you were drunk on the floor in Miami.
Wait, I don't think that was what happened.
No, that's not happening. Because we know the Dream doesn't drink.
Probably not.
No, not at all.
No. No.
The new album, Foreplay.
You got the wrong R&B guy. I thought so.
Uh-oh. The new album, Foreplay, in stores today, features Beyonce, Kelly Rowland, Jay-Z, Big Sean, 2 Chainz, so many more.
Fabulous, Pusha T. Can't wait for this one.
All right, this sounds like some hot stuff right here, man. Listen, you know, I got to tell you, man, it's like you keep cranking them and cranking them. But here's one of the songs that, you know, I know that you wrote that really touched me deeply. And I wanted to find out if Kelly Rowland gave you some motivation. I'm talking about Dirty Laundry, which deals with domestic abuse. Did she, you know, collaborate with you, just give you information in order for you to put this together, or this was pretty much her written words?
Well, Dirty Laundry, which is on her album, it was more so just kind of my own insight to what was going on with her, by certain things I kind of knew about. And so I just kind of threw it out there. It's one of those things like, I guess it's not, I hope this is not going to be too much, but if we're going to make a song together, I need you to make a more so career defining song, which is what I would love to, you know, make with her at that time.
Wow.
So I made Dirty Laundry, you know, regardless of how uncomfortable she would be. Mm-hmm. Once I made it, I had no idea exactly how many things I was touching at the time.
That was very intuitive on your part, man. Because I got to tell you, it's like everybody wanted to make a big deal. Oh, she's saying something negative about Beyonce. Didn't get that at all from that particular.
No,
record.
No, not at all. You know, people go through things we've talked a lot about that, about how everybody's picking up the wrong tone. And the point of it is that they love each other. They've been friends, and regardless of where they were in their lives, like, if you're at a low because of yourself, not nothing because anybody else did. Like, if you're just going through something, it's hard for you to feel something good about somebody else when you're taking the lows in. Right. So she's just speaking from a normal person's point of view. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, I was going through my thing. I could, and I was happy for my friend and for my sister, but I couldn't be as happy as I wanted to be. Mm-hmm. Because I was miserable.
Wow. We're going to play Foreplay in just 1 second. This album, man, what makes this one different from everything else you've done?
Oh, man, it's so nice and ratchet and free, man. It's like I'm running in a field of ratchetness. Adrian, I'm like, you know, like Sylvester Stallone, like, I'm just good. Right. I feel good.
And I guess Foreplay is basically a story about guys on a golf course, and it was a foursome that they had, and you...
I don't think that's what it's about.
And then do a golf?
Wow. Could you teach him, Dream?
No, Dream's all... He's an avid golfer, so I'm...
Yeah, but I don't...
That's what it's about, right, Dream?
No, it's about balls, but not about...
And I want to ask you, man, I mean, what part of you do you get in touch with when you write songs like Single Ladies and Love on Top? I mean, what part are we...
Oh, man, it's just... It's your metro
side.
Yeah, I guess if that's what you want to say, but yeah, we keep him only in the studio though. He doesn't do anything else.
Right,
right there in the studio.
All right, so yeah. The album is in stores today, and of course, Dream never fails you because you know he's going to have some good stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, for real, for real.
I have a question for you, because when you write a song, it is a hit. It's a bona fide hit. Whoever you write it for, it's always going to be a hit. And you're probably not going to answer this, but like. Say I wanted you to write me a song, you
Please,
know.
Don't do
how
that.
Much how much would it cost? Like how much would it cost? Because I got about 3,000 in my I got about 3,000 in my 401k, so I'm thinking what can we get with that 3,000? I mean, I'm just asking, but I'm seriously like
how expensive are you?
I mean, if your 401k is still there in 10 years, you know, just hit me up.
It'll be like 3,100 then.
Yeah, I used to have that same 401k, and I looked at mine. It's not there anymore. Like I don't know what they did with it.
What's going to be?
The IRS took it and taxed me or something.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Wow. And do you put more pressure on yourself with your project as opposed to other artists that are doing music that you've composed?
No, probably more pressure on the other artists, because at that particular point, I'm putting more pressure on myself to deliver what I'm first good at, which is writing songs and producing. With mine, like I said, I'm just running through a field of ratchetness or whatever the right. era of time is, being able to do what I want to do, and regardless of whatever. I remember somebody giving me a call. I think 106 needed me to change the title from 4Play to something else so I could get the video played. I don't care, but that would be something I would be thinking about if I was thinking about another artist. Like, right. you know, that's just something I don't really care about. Like, cool. Like, why would you put a parental advisory sticker on, you know, on the front of a R&B album right. distinctively there with just two colors, it's black and white, and then your parental advisory. But the truth is, I really don't care about it.
I hear like, you. Well, you know what? You've got enough money in the bank when you say, I don't care.
You know, you don't need my little 3,000.
F you, and double F you.
And you.
That's what we do. But 4Play in stores today features Beyonce, Kelly right Rowland, Jay-Z. Yes, right now. Go pick it up. One for your boat, one for your car, one for your yacht. Yeah, and make sure
pick it up. Happens. All your family members have left for the whole weekend. Then you could just go home and the unexplicit version, make love to your wife.
Oh, well, really then.
Man, that dream is deep. Here goes Harvin Pink.
That's what she said.
So funny, too. Yeah. Hey, Dream Man, I'll get at you, man. 4Play in stores today. All right, y'all. Pick it up.
101.1 The Wiz. The Wiz.